Time now on our pregame show to visit with Jim Scanlon, head coach of the Beavers. Jim, you played just fine in the first period. You're down 4-0. That's kind of the nature of this beast, isn't it?
It certainly can be. Hockey's a funny game sometimes, Schultz. We've said that time and again, and you've seen it in your career. So, yeah, you know, there was just a lot of really good things in terms of how we played. We were connected. We were using four, sometimes all five on breakouts, which is outstanding. We were getting the puck through the neutral zone, and we were getting pucks past their defensemen, which is so important. And we were creating chances. But certainly things changed. Again, it's turnovers in the neutral zone. They are so good. They defend every line extremely well. And, they created turnovers, and their transition games is as good as anybody's. And they certainly capitalized on that.
Well, that's perfect reasoning why I could never be a coach. I would have a hard time saying, hey, trust the process when you're down 4-0. What was the message in the locker room?
Well, we talked about, obviously it's frustrating, but we say we've got to go out and approach this like it's 0-0. We just talked about the things we need to do better job at, and primarily was our defensemen not giving up the middle. We had to protect the middle. We had to keep an eye on their their forwards, because they would just fly. I mean, as soon as that puck got on one of their defensemen's stick, that weak side wing was just going. And so it was just a matter of us being aware of it. And they still, they hit it again, I think, in the third period. I think Watts got in alone. But we did a better job. But, again, it starts with puck pressures, too. We can't just allow that defenseman to have a clear lane to have her head up and make a pass like that.
Watts is playing in her 153rd game. She's got 270 points. Those numbers are mind-boggling to me. How has she been so consistent?
She's just a good player, right? I mean, she's got a shot. Like she put that on display. Both of her goals were just lasers, and she's playing with good people. I'm sure she'd be the first to credit her teammates, because she's playing with some pretty quality players. But she's had good health. She's just a very, very solid hockey player, and two pretty good programs she's played for in her career. So that's certainly helped.
Can you focus too much on just her and kind of forget about the other two?
Well, if you look at stats, she had 14 shots, yesterday. And that's, we have to do a better job. We have to know when she's on the ice. We need to do a better job of gapping up on her first goal. We just had our defensemen have to chase the puck up the ice. They did not. She comes in the offensive zone. They're both back on the top of the circle. Pretty easy pickings for her because she's got such a great lateral game. She came down, cut to her left. Hannah's left, kind of hanging out to dry. So we just need to do a better job, gapping up on her, good stick on puck, and making things difficult.
How can a player in general just get better at that east-west movement?
Well, it's something you got practice on. And I tell you what, Emma does a great job with our group all the time. She has skills on Monday and Wednesday, and they're out there doing things like that. Usually on Monday, our practice is primarily skills, and it's just something you work on. It's just, and we talk about that. If the defense is right up in your face, you've got to go for the ice behind them. And typically, we like to just get pucks behind their defenseman. But if it's a big gap, if there's 5-10 feet between you and the defender, now you can start going east-west. Now you can get your east-west game going. But you've got to read that. If you try to do it when they're right in your face, that's when turnovers happen. That's when you're going the other way awful quick.
As a goalie, how do you defend that lateral movement?
Well, you just got to have good angles. Obviously that's something you've got to trust your game, your experience, your instincts. With her, you certainly have to be aggressive. You got to get up above the blue, and then you got to that's where your math skills come in. You got to make sure you're squared up there.
Nobody told me there was math in hockey, Jim. More with Coach Scanlon when we come back. Our pregame continues here on the Beaver Radio Network. Welcome back to our pregame show, part two with head coach Jim Scanlon. Jim, their penalty kill is lights out. You got one on them, and I thought your power play looked really good. You were moving the puck well. What'd you like about that unit last night?
Oh, just that, Schultz. Just the puck movement I thought was really, really good. It wasn't a laser by Lydia by any stretch of the imagination. We talked about that last night from the time she shot it to the time her arms went up. It was a couple, 2-3 seconds. But it's getting pucks to the net. And that's one thing I've really liked about our young players. They're not afraid to get the puck to the net. And that's big. You don't want to get too overly fancy and try to make the perfect play. Get pucks to the net. Try to get net front presence. and look for tips, rebounds, take her eyes away. And that's exactly what happened. Mac Deering made a nice rush, came around the net, threw it out to the high slot where Lydia shot off the pass, which was very important. And then we had people in front, and she never saw it. So, but you're right. I like the puck movement, and we just need to keep doing that.
From, let's say, the first games against Wisconsin until now, how much better are your young defensemen?
Well, they've certainly grown. I thought we had a tough night last night. We kind of went over that in the video. We challenged them. We talked about the gaps. We talked about having our head on a swivel, not allowing them to come through the middle of the ice like they did. And I thought they did a really good job tracking us in the second and third period. And I thought we panicked a little bit with a puck, started throwing it up the wall, and now they just hemmed us in, and they zone timed us a lot more. So they need to be a little bit better in a lot of those areas. But they, again, all the experiences they've had up to this point certainly going to help them today.
Any changes schematically on what you want to accomplish today?
Well, we talked about we have to, the neutral zone is going to be really, really important. We need to win the neutral zone both offensively and defensively. Really important that we get pucks past their D, and we have to, I talked to the group about playing the right way. We showed a few times on video where all three of our forwards are below their forwards. We need to be above their forwards in the neutral zone, and one pass would trap us all. Now they're coming down, gangbusters, four on two. And if we're going to play that way, it's going to be the same result. So we need to be better in the neutral zone. We need to get pucks past their D, and we need to manage pucks in all three zones much better than we did yesterday.
Records aside, stats aside, do you like how your team responds in game two?
I do, yeah. Up till now, we've done a pretty good job. Even the second game at Wisconsin, when after the 0-0 tie, we actually came out and played a really, really strong first period. Unfortunately, we were down, and then it got away from us early in the second. But in other games where we've had a tough Friday, we've come back Saturday and played really well.
Best of luck, Jim.
Thanks, Schulze.